This recording, Puerto Rico 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job and a superb prepaid practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, she was a woman with goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made feel free sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanity mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma Coma, which Sarah threw was an old choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force for trap her. But Sarah has a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back and with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her effort to not futile. I'm no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the bed diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that its course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. People say I'm a funny person, and the clowns almost is funny, but my professor introduced you to the clown, and you try to make the opposite that your personality in clown. And for me, it's so hard, because he said that they're really, your clown need born, and if you are funny, you need discover other mode or other personality of your clown. And he teach us that our clown is born from us and take time. Not put a red nose and step in front of people. No, we need to study a lot. And first we take the pantomime class. It's the first class. Then the last class, the fourth class, is the clown. And you discover your clown without nose. For me, when I put my nose, it's like I put a mask. And I feel comfort. When I don't have the nose or the mask, it's like nude and say, I feel not protected. And that's the reason that he teach you that you need create your clown for you feel comfort with your clown.
Yo comencé a hacer bizcochos hace como un año atrás. Cuando tuve a Mateo, estaba en casa aburrida y sola. Y empecé a ver videos en YouTube.